With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Biden's halting delivery during this week's CNN debate is raising concern among foreign leaders, according to former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Appearing on the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Pompeo said Biden's appearance has alarmed observers overseas and here at home.
As I've talked to people, frankly, the last few hours across the broad political spectrum, I think the American people saw, and we now all need to do everything we can to help make sure that this president is successful. We can't root against him, but it is really dangerous when the commander-in-chief demonstrably is not up to the task.
The former Secretary of State adds that, in his words, President Biden is living in a fantasy land if he thinks he can blame foreign conflicts like the war in Ukraine on Donald Trump. Former White House Press Secretary Sean Spicer has just released a documentary about the devoted Trump supporters who line up for days just to get a front row seat at his rallies.
He's going to say the same things about immigration and taxes and attacks on Hillary Clinton and Joe Biden. It's the experience you're going for. So, you know, we met these folks. They're mothers and fathers and shop owners.
Spicer spoke about his new film, Trump's Front Row Joes, this week with the Salem Radio Network. The Supreme Court has made it harder to charge Capitol riot defendants with obstruction, a charge that also has been brought against former President Trump.
The justices have ruled the charge of obstructing an official proceeding must include proof that defendants tried to tamper with or destroy documents. The decision could fuel claims of political retribution by the former president and his Republican allies. Special Counsel Jack Smith has said the charges faced by Mr. Trump would not be affected.
As correspondent Jeremy House reporting, only some of the people who rioted at the Capitol on January 6th fall into the category of trying to tamper with or destroy documents. This is SRN News. Israelis are seeking the gospel, according to SRN's Michael Harrington.
Jews for Jesus reports a spike in the number of people from Israel requesting copies of the New Testament in the wake of last fall's devastating terrorist attacks by Hamas. Jews for Jesus executive director Aaron Abramson tells the Christian Post that the attacks rattled a lot of Israelis, making them ask bigger questions about life and spirituality. Jews for Jesus has offices in Israel and has been providing relief for the victims of Hamas. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A group that tracks anti-Semitism in Germany says it recorded an overall increase of more than 80% in incidents last year, with well over half of the total coming after a Muslim terrorist attacked Israel last October. The RIAS group recorded nearly 4,800 anti-Semitic incidents in Germany in 2023. This is SRN News. Prison restraint policies are under review, and four Missouri prison guards have been charged with murder in the December death of a black man who died while being restrained in a way officials say was consistent with current policies.
38-year-old Othell Moore Jr. died on December 8, 2023, while in custody at the Jefferson City Correctional Center. Four guards have been charged with murder and a fifth with accessory to involuntary manslaughter. The criminal complaint says the guards pepper sprayed Moore in the face, placed a mask over his face, which inhibited his ability to breathe, and left him in a position which caused his asphyxiation. The Missouri Department of Corrections released a statement saying that Moore died in a restraint system designed to prevent injury to himself and others. The department also says that it has discontinued using that system. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.